Bora.
Okay, wajiunga.
Karumba ya pati, tumajiunga andinu.
Ya, tuwajiunga.
Leza galerega, bye bye.
Okay, okay.
Angkoti karumba ya pati, kuli bonzi batu lado bazu. Programme ya Euro Top 10, hakuna kula 90.9 FM. Rusaka Ntoni area. Kupa pati 90.9. Yari ishibi kwa. Jiunga pona, antiuji indi jibola. Amzumano tele wangenda sika patria ya Combo Radio. Wimina waberesi wonte. Iba Combo Radio, DJ Mana wa Kelson. Jiunga pona na pona. Bye bye.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. A house belonging to a reserve police officer in Kitwezi Riverside Police Camp catches fire. The increasing number of men experiencing a GBV within their homes worries Zambia's National Men's Network. In Africa News, industrial action by Fly Safair pilots enters a fourth day. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chua. The Copper Belt Police Command is investigating a fire incident that occurred at house number 34, Old Riverside Police Camp in Kitwe yesterday. According to reports, the fire broke out around 16:50 hours and was promptly responded to by the Kitwe Fire Brigade. The house belongs to Reserve Police Officer Andrew Ngoma, who is also a firefighter with the River Fire Brigade. Mr. Nkoma's wife, Akasongo Nkoma, alerted him to the fire after their five-year-old son woke her up. The cause of the fire is still unknown, but it's believed to be due to an electrical fault. And Copper Belt Police Commanding Officer Pefias Siandenge has disclosed to Kombon Radio News that the police are currently investigating the circumstances surrounding the fire incident. Mr. Siandenge says the preliminary reports suggest that the fire might have been caused by an electrical fault, but investigations are still underway. He has revealed that the fire destroyed two mattresses, a one bed, assorted clothes and kitchenware, with the total value of the damage yet to be established. Fortunately, no one was injured in the incident. Meanwhile, the Copperbelt Police Chief states that an inquiry file has been opened and investigations are ongoing. Three people have been apprehended by the police for breaking into Gateway Hypermarket located at Petroda Service Station along Kafua Road in Chilanga District. The suspects have stole the money amounting to 31,000 kwacha. And police spokesperson Reha Monga has confirmed the development to Combat Radio News that Chilanga Police Station received the report yesterday at approximately 14 hours from Mr. Feroz Alam, aged 53, of unmarked house number in Lilai, the proprietor of Gateway Hypermarket. Mr. Hamong has narrated that Mr. Alam reported that unknown persons had broken into his shop during the early hours of yesterday, July 24th, 2025, and stolen cash amounting to 31,000 kwacha. He has named the suspects as John Piri, the intruder, two security guards, Austin Lundi and George Hajintu. He says they have been detained and charged with breaking into a building and committing a felony therein.
Police officers promptly visited the scene and established that the suspect had gained entry by cutting through the shop's iron sheet roofing using a cutting tool. CCTV footage reviewed later showed the intruder entering and exiting the building through the roof, carefully avoiding the guard's attention. The footage further captured the suspect loading cash into a bag and later hiding in the toilet with it. Upon further review of the surveillance footage, it was discovered that the suspect left the bag containing the stolen money in the toilet. Two security guards on duty identified as Mr. Austin Lundi and Mr. George Hajintu were later seen retrieving the bag and removing it from the scene. The bag, which was heavy due to the large amount of coins, was later recovered after police interrogated the two guards who led officers to its location.
Zambia National Men's Network Mukushi coordinator Godwin Zulu has raised concern over the increasing number of men experiencing gender-based violence, GBV, within their homes. Mr. Zulu has revealed that a growing number of male victims continue to suffer in silence due to the stigma and societal expectations surrounding masculinity. He calls on the male survivors of abuse to speak out and report their experiences to relevant authorities. He has stressed that GBV is a serious issue that affects people regardless of gender and deserves equal attention and support. He has since encouraged the community to create safe spaces for men to share their experiences, advocating for more inclusive approaches to tackling GBV at all levels of society.
The GBV cases, most of them are men. I think quite a notion, there are a lot of men who are dying because of the same. So, what I can encourage is men to just report them as cases that are police in cases
Shining Future Zambia co-founder Malingose Chipeta has reaffirmed the organization's commitment to ending period poverty among girls. Ms. Chipeta states that no girl should miss school due to lack of sanitary wear. Ms. Chipeta was speaking during the distribution of reusable and disposable sanitary towels to female pupils at Chipembe Day Secondary School in Chisamba District, Central Province. The initiative aims to support girls in rural communities who often face the challenges accessing menstrual hygiene products.
As part of our campaign to end period poverty, we are distributing reusable menstrual towels to girls in this community. No girl should miss school because they don't have sanitary wear. To keep girls learning every day of the month. Because a strong community uplifts all its members, we are also presenting food hampers.